campaigns, residents share the harvest through moose hunting by proxy. And the American Bald Eagle Foundation gets a new look and new training to improve the experience for visitors and birds alike. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. It's been busy at the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines this year. Old enclosures have come down in anticipation of new aviaries being built. A new fence with a new mural has been put up, and as Amanda Randles reports, the staff, including the avian members of the team, have been going through trainings to better enrich the birds and the visitors' experience.
There are 10 raptors at the American Bald Eagle Foundation Raptor Center. Education and Development Manager Sydney Campbell calls them raptor ambassadors. Over the past few years, the Haines nonprofit has been shifting their focus as an organization to make sure to put the ambassadors first in everything they do.
By putting them first, we find that they are much more willing to participate in those programs. If you've only ever had a positive experience with someone, you have no reason to think you're not going to have another positive experience. So when we train birds without coercion or punishment, we have birds who aren't fearful. We have birds who are engaged and active participants in what we do.
Recently, a consultant visited to train the team at the Raptor Center, both human and avian, to get the best out of behaviors and enhance the experience for everyone. This involved training the raptors to step out of their enclosures to give visitors a closer view of them, to fly around to show visitors an up-close experience of raptor flight, as well as management training such as teaching the birds to step onto the scale so staff can monitor their weight. The aviaries are now open to the public. They didn't used to be. And visitors can see the birds living their normal lives. Campbell says because the birds are trained to be comfortable and feel safe in their environment, people can see them relaxed. Another part of putting the raptors first is tearing down the old enclosures and creating new ones that will be better for their quality of life. Campbell says they've been fundraising for 2 years to complete the project, and next month, 4 new aviaries are going up. They will be larger, which is a better fit for the larger birds. It also allows the birds who can fly to get around a little more naturally.
They have a lot more space to move around, and when they have more space to move around, they have more opportunities to make choices and to experience the consequences of those choices. That's very enriching. That's how we get through our days. They're also much more open, so they're a lot brighter. There will be lots more natural light.
And outside of the location of the new aviaries is the new fence, with a mural painted by volunteers.
The fence is kind of a privacy measure so that they're a little more protected from people just kind of walking through the parking lot. But it also presented this really great opportunity for us to make this very public community art piece. That it was really, really fun. We had a super fun event. We had lots of people show up.
Campbell says the summer visitor season this year went well with good feedback from the public. The Bald Eagle Foundation is gearing up for this year's Bald Eagle Festival in November on the 7th through the 10th, and they're seeking volunteers to help with the enclosure construction in October. In Haines, I'm Amanda Randles.
Since Saturday, hunters around Haines have been out in the woods in search of moose. Hunting the large animals is not only good outdoor recreation, but a great source of meat to harvest before winter sets in. However, the elderly and people with disabilities may have a difficult time taking advantage of the local bounty. Hunting and butchering a moose is no small task. That's why Alaska Department of Fish and Game sometimes allows people to hunt on behalf of those who may not be physically capable. Nathaniel Motes moved to Haines 4 years ago from Louisiana. He has been an avid hunter his whole life and was excited to take advantage of the game that Alaska has to offer. He says Alaska presents some unique challenges.
Man, everything's different here. You got bears that'll eat you, you know. You're walking through the woods, it's a lot more nerve-wracking. That and the terrain, it's been a surprise how much of an incline everything is here. So that and the Devil's Club and the impenetrable alders. I mean, hunting Alaska is definitely a lot tougher than anywhere else I've ever hunted.
Motes says he is particularly keen to hunt moose, but he hasn't been able to since he arrived.
I've never moose hunted since I've been here because of the fact that I haven't been able to get a moose tag. There's it's kind of an algorithm that the Department of Fish and Game run where you get points taken away or points added to you for how long you lived here, how much game that you take every year for subsistence living and stuff like that. So I haven't met the criteria mainly because of, I haven't been here long enough.
Priority for moose hunting permits is given to hunters who have lived in Alaska for a longer period of time. But in some cases, people who have depended on meat from these hunts for years may reach an age where they're unable to hunt anymore. Haines resident Sally Reno has found herself in that situation.
Well, I've been hunting since I was 14 years old, you know, not just for moose here. I lived in Michigan and I hunted deer there and, of course, took home lots of meat. Well, my legs don't want to do it anymore. This getting older thing.
But Reno has a better chance of getting a moose permit than Motes. She has lived in Alaska for 35 years and applies for a moose permit every year. This racks up points in her favor. So, Motes is an avid hunter, ready for his first Alaskan moose hunt, but unable to get a permit. Reno has no problem getting a permit, but can't hunt the way she used to. Both found a solution through Alaska Department of Fish and Game's proxy hunting system. Alaskans who are over the age of 65, blind, or at least 70% disabled may find an eligible hunter to hunt for them by proxy. Carl Koch is the assistant area management biologist for ADFNG's Douglas office. He helps manage the Tier 2 moose hunt for the Upper Lynn Canal.
This is designed for someone to get meat. So the proxy has to destroy the antlers of both the beneficiary's moose and his or her own moose while proxy hunting. So in other words, proxy hunting is not meant to be trophy hunting. It's meant to help somebody who's unable to get out there, get meat in the freezer.
Koch says both the beneficiary and the proxy hunter must have their own hunting licenses. The proxy must keep both licenses while hunting. The Tier 2 moose hunt has strict specifications for the type of moose that can be taken. Hunts are limited to one bull moose with spike fork antlers as opposed to paddle-shaped antlers, or antlers wider than 50 inches, or antlers with at least 3 brow tines on one side. Reno says these characteristics can be difficult to determine while hunting.
You really have to know what you're doing. It's like you almost have to go out there and tie it up and measure the antlers and then shoot.
Koch says that is why it is very important to choose a proxy hunter wisely, because if they shoot the wrong moose,
that animal is confiscated and the bag limit is filled, so that proxy can't, or I should say the beneficiary cannot then go and find some other hunter to go hunt again for them. Their season is over.
This year, Motes will be hunting on behalf of Reno. He says he has been preparing by searching the woods for scat and prints. He's also set up 3 stands in the trees to shoot from. Tier 2 moose hunting for the Upper Lynn Canal ends October 7th. So far, 11 moose have been taken since the hunt opened Saturday. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.